15th century. Carmona is going through one of its periods of political stability and economic prosperity. 200 years earlier, the ancient Islamic city had been conquered for the Kingdom of Castile by Ferdinand III. And then in the 14th century, its political protagonism led to King Pedro I taking refuge here. He commissioned the building of one of the most sumptuous alcazares in Carmona. Marked by these events, the city's growth seemed unstoppable, and it overflowed beyond the city walls. Thus, the suburbs started to emerge, quarters located beyond the city walls which housed the working classes of Carmona, who sometimes became organized into working guilds. Their houses were arranged around a church which usually gave the quarter its name. The earlier parish of this quarter was the Hermitage of the Virgin de la Antigua, but the Church of San Pedro, or St. Peter, was built on this site towards the end of the 15th century and is today the largest parish in Carmona. It must have suffered severe structural damage in the Lisbon earthquake in 1755 because it underwent thorough renovation in the second half of the 18th century to the extent of covering up the original Mudéjar style of the building. On the outside, one of the most notable elements is the bell tower. The Cádiz poet, José María Pemán, referred to it in the following terms. Church of San Pedro, with your beautiful Renaissance tower, that gives Carmona the personality that towers give to towns like noses give to people. Although the bell tower was completed in 1783 under the orders of Andrés Acevedo Fariñas, its building started long before that. In fact, it was Hernán Ruiz II who, between 1564 and 1567, drew up the project. This architect had already worked on Seville Cathedral to adapt the image of the Giralda to Christian requirements. The similarity between the two towers is more than evident, which has led the bell tower of San Pedro being known popularly as the Giraldilla, or Little Giralda. The lower part is of a Mudéjar style that blended Islamic style with Christian uses. However, the bell and top sections date from the 18th century and are clearly Baroque, with characteristic elements of that style, such as superposing levels of decreasing size, a large amount of pinnacles and columns on the corners. On the inside of the church, the grand plan has a very spacious central nave flanked by two aisles separated by a succession of lancet arches, an example of the 15th century Mudéjar tradition prevailing in the building. As work continued, so did the changing taste and artistic tendencies. The area nearest the altar is of a mannerist style that prevailed during the 16th century. In fact, the roof of this part was finished in an Italian manner, featuring a main dome supported by pendentives on each corner. The great altar features a carving of St. Joseph, attributed to the sculptor Montes de Oca, one of the main exponents of the Sevillian school in the 18th century. The original roofs of the nave and aisles were seriously damaged by the earthquake and replaced in the 18th century. The central nave was covered with a barrel vault, while the aisles were covered with groin vaults. One of the most memorable events in the history of this church must have been in 1546, with the baptism of someone who, over the years, was to become one of the city's most illustrious subjects, San Juan Grande. The church still conserves the font used for the baptism of the saint, who was canonized in 1996. A chapel in his honor was built in the 19th century. The mother of Saint Rose of Lima, the Peruvian who was the first American saint, came from Carmona and was also baptized in this church in the Mudéjar font. The sacramental chapel is one of the most important areas of the building because of its stylistic and iconographical interest. It was built at the height of the Baroque period and was allegedly the work of Ambrosio de Figueroa. However, it is known that the roof was built by the local master José Acevedo Fariñas. The work on the chapel finished in 1797. It occupies an almost independent area inside the church, separated by a doorway whose gate is a 19th century wrought iron grille. It is shaped like a triumphal arch, where the sculpted decoration represents the triumph of the holiest, custodied by the figures of faith, hope, and charity, although the first of these allegories no longer survives. This arch gives way to a central area, with the grand plan in the form of a Greek cross. In other words, it reproduces the form of a cross with arms of equal length. In the angles of the cross, round buttresses provide valuable space for the overloaded decoration, consisting mainly of architectural elements, such as pilasters with a large amount of reliefs that reproduce plant and geometrical designs. These buttresses support the structure that is covered by a dome on drum. The drum, a cylindrical structure supporting the dome, illuminates the chapel through its apertures and has niches housing sculptures of the evangelists, archangels, and the fathers of the church and other saints. The dome continues this type of decoration, showing images of the Angel of Schools, the Prophet Elijah, Saint Benito Abad, and Saint Nicholas of Bari. The spaces between the buttresses make up the arms of the cross itself. One of them provides access while the others house lavish retables with carvings of great sculptural interest. The main retable, which faces south, is dedicated to the Immaculate Conception, with an image dating from the first third of the 17th century housed in the central area. This carving of the Virgin is flanked by figures representing her fathers, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne,